Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. So when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAFA, or any of them there, guys. We don't even speak spectacularly well for ourselves. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And that's it. Although we may have our sights. We may have our sights on someone if they stay in the state of Arizona.
Which they are.
Well, for a while anyway. So our friend Tara from Southern Arizona, I think she would click good on here. It'll be a two-on-one on this thing. Oh, hey.
Phrasing.
Oh.
Phrasing.
Hey.
I miss Archer.
Well, Archer's a great show. By the way, it could be two-on-one here. Two women, one guy. Shelley has always gotten the short end of the stick in previous years because it's always been two guys on the show and one woman, or sometimes three guys and one woman. So now it looks like it could even up the odds more than even up the odds for Shelley. Shelley will be the one.
Right, sure.
With Tara. It'll be two women ganging up on me every week, which sounds better than it probably will be.
I know what's going on in your little monkey mind over
because
there.
Because I'm thinking, yeah, two girls on me. And I'm thinking, it's never going to be like that. And I'm going to get pummeled on the air. So there you go. So what's shaking, bacon? What's happening in the life of the Shellster, Southern Arizona style?
Same old, same old.
Really?
Beautiful views.
Okay, I'm there
nice
with that.
Nice weather.
Nothing else, though?
What am I? You always say
why
that.
Why does
like,
it always seem like I have to tell you what you've been doing for the last week?
What have I been doing that I'm not saying?
Well, let's see. Well, there was the 25th anniversary of the movie Tombstone,
which
in
we completely
Tombstone,
skipped,
which we saw today.
We didn't see anything.
We went right in downtown, and you had the best Reuben sandwich you've probably ever had.
Yes, but that was yesterday, and that was not in Tombstone.
That's since the last time we recorded
okay,
a
but,
show.
Okay, but having like awesome Reuben sandwich is really not like earth-shattering news.
It is to me because you've had lots of Reubens where you're like, eh, eh, eh,
eh.
Yeah, we went down to Bisbee. You were like, eh. We went to Tombstone. You're like, that's the best in Arizona so far. Then you have one where you're like, oh, my God, that might be the best one I ever ate in my entire life. And where was it at? Give them a shout out.
The Horseshoe Cafe in Benson.
The Horseshoe Cafe, right off the 10, just a couple blocks off the 10. And what made it so special for Shelley's food report?
My food report. Well, number one, the ratio was correct because a lot of times, you know, restaurants
sauerkraut to meat ratio.
Yeah, a lot of times restaurants want to like wow you with their like the thing at
Big Nose Kate's.
At Big Nose Kate's is their Mile High Reuben, and it's like this gigantic
and
amount
it's a mile
of
high.
Beef of corned beef, and it's a huge sandwich. But I always have to order like massive amounts of sauerkraut or get them to cut the meat in half in order to get the ratio right.
Right.
Which I'm not a big fan of. This one, not only was the ratio perfect, the meat to sauerkraut to sauce to cheese, they also use marbled rye, which is the best way to
do. Which you don't see very often.
No, you don't. And it's the best way to do that sandwich. So,
well, yeah. There you have it.
Yeah.
So,
what is going on with you?
I don't know. I went to the Amerind Museum the other day. That was pretty cool. All about American Indians.
Native Americans.
Yeah, because it is actually not all
they're natives.
What we would normally call American Indians, because it was also Mesoamerican Indians, because and it had things all the way down to Peru.
And the Inuit.
And all the way up to Alaska. So, yeah, but it was cool. It was very interesting. I don't know. Well, I mean, it was very interesting. I don't know if it was as interesting as the place we went to today that had an entire stuffed frog band.
Oh, the Museum of the Weird.
And it had, what was the thing called? Their African things with nails sticking out of them?
The voodoo.
It's like voodoo fertility ritual nail voodoo, guy yeah. thing. And like
it's
weird
not,
stuff.
That one wasn't fertility. They had a fertility, but that one wasn't it. The one, the skull thing with the nails in it that you're talking about, that was like a war thing.
They had a piece of the brick
From the Borden house.
From the Lizzie Borden house. How'd that go? Lizzie Borden took an axe
and gave her mother 40 wax. And when she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41.
Yeah, so they actually had a piece of that brick. It was a very strange place, but it was called the Museum of the Weird. So, yeah. So you know what that means. Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
By the way, someone, one of our listeners said we need to find the dang kazoos. It was either Lee or Jane Lynn or I can't remember who. Yeah, well,
Do
I'll
we
tell
have
you
the
what.
Hero of the week?
No.
I saw a story about a hero of the week.
But, okay, well, do you want me to do the
shout-out, of course.
You have shout-outs to Bill, Fran, Robert, Roger, Dave, Randy, James, Tara, Damon, Elizabeth, Lee, Georgette, Stryker, Dan, and Jane Lynn.
By the way, I want to give an extra shout-out to our friend Bill. He's been with us a very long time from the beginning, and he's not feeling that well. So please, everyone, throw your prayers Bill's way.
All thoughts.
We would appreciate it. Yeah, thoughts, prayers.
And if you're Wiccan, you know,
if you're Wiccan,
dick, is that what you do?
Throw them the spirit of the, what is it? The mother.
The goddess.
The goddess. Yes.
All right.
I'm sorry, Bill. I probably effed that up.
I did too.
Like,
and I'm trying, and I know more about it than you do.
And I'm like, I started thinking about walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. I don't know what happened.
Okay. What is it you had to say about some hero thing? Whatever. I don't know.
Hero of the week.
What?
Now, unfortunately, I don't know the name of the woman or the name of the dog. But the dog is the hero of the week. Woman's out walking her dog, gets confronted by a rattlesnake. The rattlesnake goes to strike the woman. Dog jumps in the way, gets it on the side of the nose. Dog's going to be okay.
Oh, good.
Woman was okay. I mean, the dog has a pretty swollen nose on the side.
I'll bet.
But they said the dog's going to make a full recovery. I wish I could remember the name of the dog, but the dog, anyway, the snake
Where
went
was
to strike,
this?
And the dog, I think it was in Arizona, and the dog went to strike as well, got his face up there, but the dog must have been pretty quick, because rattlesnakes are very fast when they strike.
Now, what we need to do is find out what breed of dog this was, because we're going
to
need
like
one of those.
It looked like a lab to me.
Okay, we're going to need one of those, because if there's a rattlesnake in our yard, we're going to die. Because our dogs are not going to be, our dogs do not do that.
First of all, well, if it bites a chihuahua, they're done.
Yeah, the chihuahua's gone.
Because
Bob
can catch flies out of the
air.
Is.
She's like supplementing her diet with insects.
Which is weirdly gross. If you think about it, she comes up and licks you right after this fly has spent most of the day on some horse's ass. Or on some pile of
And then my dog eats it.
And then your dog eats it and comes and licks your face.
Bob goes around eating ants off the ground. She'll attack anything. She attacked a couple camel spiders. I mean, she will attack anything.
Now,
X was laying right next to a tarantula and did not move. X would not protect us.
Well, first of all, X is smart. He knows tarantulas don't really hurt you.
X wouldn't protect us
for
anything.
And I think we mentioned it on the show. X is fast, man. X grabbed a bird.
Yes,
right
and
off,
bit it in half.
Like,
jeez, that was the same day as the tarantula,
I
too.
I felt so bad for that bird.
We had to do, I say we, but it was me. I did dead bird disposal and ran shrieking from a tarantula in the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I thought I did dead bird disposal.
No, I'm the one who picked it up and got rid of it.
No.
I also washed all the blood off his muzzle.
Yeah. He was like, "Do you see that?
I got that bird."
It, like a present for you.
Yeah, but if there was like a rattlesnake coming at us, X isn't going to protect us. The huskies don't do that.
I told Shelly recently, my mom used to have a cat that used to bring her presents, birds, mice, and one day the cat is pretty tore up in the living room. I mean, the cat is bleeding, and the cat has taken some serious damage. And we're like, oh, my God. And it was an indoor-outdoor cat. We're like, oh, my God, what happened to the cat? And my mom goes in. You know, we take the cat to the vet, and, you know, it's pretty significant vet bills. And my mom goes in the bedroom and notices the place where she hadn't looked yet because we were busy taking the cat to the vet. The cat had brought home a sizable jackrabbit. And, like, was probably at least as big as the cat. And this cat's probably thinking, yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That is a fine present.
Because remember, we drove to the spot where we can take some cool pictures from. That jackrabbit that was there, that was a sizable jackrabbit.
We both thought it was a small dog or something.
It was, except its ears were gigantic, but it was not small.
Okay. The first story is from Paris. I have two words for...
Lake Paris or Paris,
no,
France?
No, Paris, France.
Okay.
I have two words for the prison system in France. Armed guards. Armed is the operative word there.
The guards are unarmed?
Their guards carry billy clubs, but there's... Because, you know, a lot of countries in Europe, because they don't want the proletariat to rise up and defeat their masters... the way we can, do not allow for anyone to have guns, especially not the police, who are going up against armed criminals. Let's not give the cops any guns.
So how did
okay,
this,
sorry.
How did this go?
Sorry. Anyway, I'm making my bias, my Second Amendment bias known there. A French criminal, what was his? Redouane. R-E-D-O-I-N-E.
Red one.
Fayed is his name. He's serving 25 years for
Fayed
murder.
Fayed doesn't sound like a French
he
name
looks
so much.
He looks like mixed race. He may be like French Arab or French Moroccan or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Serving 25 years for murder. Now, the murder was because he was robbing a bank and he killed a bank guard.
Okay.
That was not the first bank he robbed, and this is not the first... murder conviction sentence he's been serving many years ago.
How did he get out on the other ones?
He was... He had a 10-year sentence for the same offense previously. Serving time for the 2010 death of a young police officer killed during a botched robbery. He had led... I'm quoting here. He led a gang involved in robbing banks and armored vans and was arrested in 1998 after 3 years on the run. Now, he escaped from jail then, too. This guy does all
this
these robberies,
the guy that
kills somebody.
Through a helicopter, right?
Oh, yeah.
I saw something about that.
Oh, yeah. And the reason why they could not stop him, his gang
because
of thieves.
Because no one could shoot him.
Right. His gang of thieves commandeered a helicopter, held the pilot at gunpoint. They landed in the only area of the prison yard that doesn't have netting over it. Then blast, you know, his guys, his commandos, his robbery commandos blast in with guns blazing and break him out of prison. And this is the second time. I'm thinking, okay, this guy's got a history. You didn't think about that when you put him in this jail?
Apparently not.
I'm like, yeah. But on the other hand, I mean, you know.
So, of course, they had police helicopters quickly catch up to them,
no,
right?
No, he's gone.
Like, so this guy, they land, then they go in to break this guy. Not a single person calls and says, hey, we have a breakout involving a helicopter. Get one of the helicopters over here. Because, look, I know we have guns, and they probably wouldn't shoot down a helicopter because there's just potentially too much damage and too much death. But they would for sure have some type of helicopters waiting to follow these guys wherever they were going in the U.S.
They found the...
And if they really needed it, they could probably get some Black Hawk...
You think Comanche, he's coming to the U.S.?
Black Hawk helicopter.
You think he's coming to the U.S.?
No, but if this had been
Yeah.
Like, well, I said, they probably wouldn't shoot him down anyway.
Well, you never know. But, no, what they did was they did let the pilot go, the pilot of the helicopter go, but they destroyed the helicopter and the remains...
Feet?
No. He was recovered. They destroyed the helicopter, and they're in the wind.
Not sure. Well, I guess they were just destroying any kind of evidence they could.
Because they're going to be looking for the helicopter. So.
Well, and apparently they found it if they know it was destroyed.
Right. Oh, here go the dogs. This is like every week now.
Hey. Let it sit. Dog adventure's over.
Yes. All right. Now we have... Now, this next story is actually two stories in one because they both happened in the same week. The first one...
To the same people?
No. First one happened in Columbus, Ohio. Police...
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Columbus? You're thinking Cleveland.
Oh, never mind.
Police discovered $5 million worth of... Not $5 million worth. I didn't write down that number.
$50 worth?
No. They found enough fentanyl to kill 5 million people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they arrested three people, three drug dealers in this house. What I'm wondering is you've got that much fentanyl, and it's not because it takes so little fentanyl to kill somebody, like literally like 5 grains. I mean, it's like tiny amount.
Wow.
Yeah. If you look at a picture, you can see a graphic of like, here's the amount. There's a famous graphic that's been going around. The amount of heroin required to kill somebody in a vial. And right next to it.
In a vial. It's like a matchstick head.
In a glass vial. Powdered heroin.
Oh.
And then right next to it, the amount of fentanyl, powdered fentanyl, required to kill someone. And the heroin is visible. Like, you could, well, that's some heroin, right? The fentanyl is like little grains stuck to the side of the glass. I mean, it's like nothing. And that was... The story originally didn't have like where they think it came from. Obviously, they're investigating, but they did arrest three people. But so you're talking about that much heroin is like, or that much fentanyl is like 5 pounds, which doesn't seem like a lot to kill 5 million people.
2 kilos.
I know, but 2 kilos of coke couldn't kill 5 million people.
No.
Right.
No.
That's how dangerous this stuff is. And then a few days later, in Philadelphia, at the port,
Was it in West Philadelphia?
No. Yeah. Whatever. Drug sniffing dogs found $1.7 million worth of fentanyl that was shipped from China in plastic bags saying it was frozen chicken.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of fentanyl going in. And there was something else in this story that bugged me. And now I can't find it. In Philadelphia, obviously, this is part... just last week, last Tuesday, 20 crack cocaine users overdosed and died. Well, 10 of them died. In the preceding week, because of crack laced with fentanyl. So they're not just doing it to heroin and cocaine anymore.
What I don't get is the point of that. First of all, fentanyl is not going to give a cocaine user the type of high they want.
No,
I could see how you could get away with mixing it with heroin and other downers and things like that, although... The fact that it's knocking people off makes me think, why would they do that?
Well, I can tell you, because I read another article on that. They're mixing the fentanyl with stimulant drugs because they've discovered that small amounts of fentanyl in with stimulant drugs enhances or increases the high. It's like sort of like a kid with ADD taking Ritalin, which produces a paradoxical effect.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure why that doesn't do that with heroin, but apparently that's what users say, is that it intensifies the effect.
Okay.
Yeah, it intensifies you until you die. Yeah, it's really intense, and then you're dead.
Yeah, that's I don't get it.
Damon
said, probably never would have stopped me from trying it, though, back in the day.
Well, then you would be dead, and we would not be doing this right now.
I might be dead, yes.
Should
have been dead lots of times.
Oh, well, we missed this party, but Damon sent this story in. On Saturday, June 2nd, the Sin City 8 group was attempting...
Is this in Vegas?
Yes. Was attempting to break the world orgy record.
We had a reporter on the scene.
Who?
I'll bet he was there.
Who?
Mark.
Oh, he might have been there.
Not the Mark you guys are thinking. This is a different Mark. This is our friend Mark that lives in Vegas.
You know, I know Damon. And I know the stories he sends in.
Uh-huh.
They don't match. They don't match up.
What are you talking about?
Because Damon is...
They clearly match up because he sent them.
He must be specifically looking for stuff that will make us go, ooh, or ah, or whatever. Because Damon, he's a family guy. He's into his church family.
So am I.
He's really smiley, happy dude.
So am I.
I could never...
You call me Captain Inappropriate, and I am all those things.
I could never in a million years imagine Damon saying anything offensive or doing anything wrong or anything. And then he sends us a story about the world's largest orgy. I'm like, this doesn't match up. Anyway.
It's like the world's largest orgy, sponsored by Damon.
Anyway, the event, the previous record was set in 2007 in Japan when 500 men and women had sex in a warehouse. You can apparently buy that footage on DVD.
I don't know. That doesn't do it for me.
The price to get into this event for couples is $200. However, single women, it's $25.
I'm surprised they're charging for women at all.
Well, men are not allowed in at all unless they're accompanied by a woman.
Of course, that's just like a swingers club.
Well,
not,
it is a swingers. Sin City 8
is a
swingers
club. Not that I would
know. Sin City 8 is a swingers club.
I'm surprised. You know what? I'm surprised they didn't do it at the Red Rooster Las Vegas.
Well,
at RedRoosterLasVegas.com. You guys can cut us a check later on.
Let's see. Damon sent the next story in.
I'm all ears.
This story is one of those, be careful who you choose as your friends. Make sure they're not assholes that will let you be ravaged by wildlife and killed while they videotape it for YouTube.
Yeah. Well, I always love the thing where people say, put down the camera and help your friend. Wait, I've got it.
This happened in India.
Oh, no.
Prabhu Bhattara was returning from
Does
a wedding.
Does it involve a tiger?
No. He was returning from a wedding, and he had two friends in the car with him. He stopped. Apparently, this is quite common to stop by the side of the road in India to take a leak. The pee-pee rustique.
It's not even that uncommon in the U.S. in some areas, I'm sure.
Not allowed.
They even put outhouses out here in Arizona.
Yes, because they don't want people taking la pee-pee
rustique. Because, you know why? Because they know they will.
Anyway, he stopped on the side of the road. He saw in the bushes off, you know, away from a little ways away from the road, and what looked like an injured bear. And he decided he wanted to take a selfie with the bear.
What an idiot.
So he gets over there, turns his back on the bear, starts to take the picture. The bear miraculously revives. It was not injured.
Yeah, it was probably like
And mauled him to death while he's screaming, help me. And his friends have their phones up and are videotaping
well,
the whole thing.
Well, here's the problem.
They didn't even try to scare the bear away.
Here's the problem. Now, I certainly wouldn't be filming it, but you're probably leaving yourself open to also get mauled if you try and save this
guy. If your friends are in the vehicle and they're videotaping it on their phones for YouTube or whatever.
Should have been honking the horn or something.
A stray dog came by and tried to get the bear off the man.
Actually,
a stray dog tries to rescue you, but your friends are videotaping
it
for YouTube.
Needed? He needed that cat from that viral video where the cat
yes, the cat
literally chases a black bear yeah. out of this guy's yard. I mean, the cat full on takes this bear yeah. on. And the bear was like so shocked that it ran from this 1.5 pound, 2 pound cat. Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, and our last story tonight, Molly Broxholm. This was in Montana, Great
Molly
Falls.
Broxholm.
Great Falls, Montana is
Molly.
Where this happened.
Don't forget to bring your friend Molly to the party.
Oh, wait, no. Shelley, she wasn't the one who did it. Sorry. She was the resident who was interviewed for the story.
You don't know what that is, do you?
What?
Don't forget to bring your friend Molly to the party.
I don't know. Some kind of pill. She was quoted as saying, I'm quoting her, I woke up to the sound of crunching, thinking someone was doing yard work, and then we hear people yelling and look out the window and saw this smashing its way in. Then she proceeded to climb into her window above us and get her clothes.
Wait. Okay. I feel like
there's
details.
I'm going back.
There's details being
there's
left
details.
Out of this.
Okay. Police are not have not said yet whether there are drugs or alcohol involved in this, but I'm betting there are because, as we all know, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Okay.
This woman, Heather Houston.
Heather Houston?
Apparently locked out of her apartment or something. I don't know, but she, this happened in the middle of the night. She has been charged with stealing a front end loader and driving it into her apartment complex.
Oh,
she took
good thinking,
one of those
though.
Skip loaders. She's naked.
Right, then lift herself
up. And then she lifted herself up with the skip loader to her window, got in her window, put her clothes on, got back in the skip loader, and was trying to back it out of the apartment building that she had just crashed into to drive away.
You know what? It sounds like it came very close to being perfect.
It sounds like something we do when we're drunk or high.
Well,
hey,
yeah.
This, I'm naked and I can't
but
get into my
you know
apartment.
What?
Oh, look, here's a skip loader. I'll just climb the... Yeah, this will get me in the window. And then I can get dressed. Awesome.
Hey, Shelley, did it?
Well, yeah, but now she's facing two felony charges because she destroyed her apartment building and stole the skip loader.
How did she destroy the apartment? Oh, when she was backing yeah. out?
When she crashed into it first and then backed out of it.
Mm. Yeah.
And people could have been hurt.
Well, yeah. But she got her clothes on.
Well, that is the important thing.
And, you know, when you're drunk, and it's either crash a skip loader into your apartment building so you can go in there and get dressed, or go to the manager's office naked.
To get your keys, yeah.
I think that...
Yeah, that is important. Priorities. Gotta say.
That's, you know what that skip loader is? The hero of the week.
Oh. And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the Boozy News.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We're back. I think okay. we're both back, yes. Hi.
Yeah. What?
What? What? Is Shelley's still wondering if there's any skip loaders available around town that, in case she gets locked out of the house. So we have a topic, Shelley.
Well, you get down with your bad self.
You heard it in church?
Yes, I did.
Explain to those listening how that came up.
We were sitting in church and we heard it.
What did we hear? Because he was using it in a certain way for a certain thing. And I think, what did he say? Being Christian is free?
No. I just told you. Are you pretending you didn't know? You don't know what I said? I see your face. You
share,
are.
Share it with our friends.
You are pretending because you want to make me say it. You're trying to make me say it.
Now I don't remember what it is exactly.
Liar.
Swear
Liar!
To God on a stack of Bibles.
Now I've forgotten.
I thought it was free but not cheap.
No, it's not. Yes, grace is free but not cheap.
Okay.
In other words, grace is freely given, but it is not cheap. The previous week, or no, 2 weeks ago, he said grace is freely given but costs us our lives.
Yeah, I think you're mixing two things up.
No, because it's the same kind of thing. Well, it's slightly different. If it costs us our lives means we have to give up our will to our higher power.
Well, so where I was going with it is...
You go.
The kind of thing that... Recovery is free, but not cheap. It's like you've got to do stuff. Now, on the other hand... Well, let's talk about that first. You know, recovery, anybody can get it. Anybody can go to a meeting. Anybody can sit there for free and listen. You don't even have to say anything. You can hide out in the back of the room and just listen, which is easier done in some places than others. There's some meetings we go to here. You couldn't really hang out in the back of the room because the whole room's like 8 people.
And yeah, and then when you walk in and you sit in the back of the room, they all turn around to see if you're drunk.
But
which
where
has
where
happened.
We used to live, you could go into rooms that had 150, 200 people.
Right.
So and you could definitely hang out. If you live in a big city, you could go hang out in the back of a room.
And they call it wet brain room.
And probably not even get bothered at all. So anyone can do it. Anyone can it's freely available to everybody. But you do have to do some actions to make use of it.
Yes.
So, you know, when I always like equate this, and it almost sounds like it's not going to go together, but I'll bring it together with what I'm thinking. You go to a recovery facility. You are spending you or your insurance company is spending a bunch, or your parents or your uncle or your job or whoever is spending a bunch to send you there, right?
Right.
But to you, it's free. Now, it's not cheap for them, but it's free to you. And if you don't do anything with it, it's going to end up being very expensive for you because once you've gone through recovery places and you've had some experience with meetings, if you go out and get loaded again, it never works out. It's always worse every time. You know,
right.
And if you haven't had any yet, you'll probably
get them
all in short order. Like, I remember the first time I got sober, I had never been arrested. By the third recovery facility in, I had probably been arrested 3 or 4 times. It's like... Things just, you know, we're not lucky anymore.
No.
You were never arrested, right?
No, but that was because I understood at the outset that I was not a lucky human being, and I took steps to prevent being arrested.
But see, if you went
because
out.
Because I never left the house.
If you went out again, there would be that one time
yes.
where you're like, I need to
I
get me some
this.
Booze.
Yeah.
I haven't had that much. I'm only going to Baja Ranch, and it's only a block and a half away.
Right.
But even though it's only a block and a half and you're drunk, you're certainly not going to walk that far drunk. You're like, I better drive over to Baja Ranch just in case. Or if you go the other direction, you could drive to, is it Red Carpet Liquor that was on Roland? I think it's Red Carpet. Yeah. I go straight to Red Carpet Liquor. I could walk to Red Carpet Liquor, but that's too far.
Oh, that one. Yes, I had been to that one. Yes,
yeah. I know. Well, if you... Shelley was one of those that had numerous places to buy, so she didn't look like an alcoholic.
Right.
Which, the amount she must have bought at Ralph's Grocery Store, which is Kroger for some people, or Fry's for other people. I used to ask her all the time, I'm like, how many times are you going to the grocery store in a day?
Like, okay,
I would look and there would be $30 at Ralph's, $28 at Ralph's, $60 at Ralph's.
But I was only
all be the same day.
But I was only in one day only spending like $10 on booze.
Right,
but you
got
to buy
other
crap.
Stuff to go with it.
Right, but I bought so much liquor there. That when I got sober, and I told the ladies, because they knew me very well by then, that I had gotten sober, they rearranged the whole freaking store.
I remember.
They moved the water bottles away from the booze area so that I could buy water bottles.
I remember when we used to go over there, and you would walk in the door, and you would be like almost like frozen in fear because the water bottles you wanted to get were like on the end caps of where all the vodka was.
The booze was. That was an early recovery, though. And that was why I started going to a different store. And then I went, remember, I went into the Ralph's specifically and told them that I'd gotten sober so that I could go back to my favorite grocery store and nobody there would sell me any booze.
There you go. And you know what? In a way, I mean, think about that. In a way of something's free, but it's not cheap. You're spending portions of, like, you're standing in the community. You know what I mean? It's like you're going to the grocery store you always go to, and you're like, I'm an alcoholic. Don't sell me any booze. And it's like, that's not cheap. That's not cheap to your self-esteem and stuff, but you are willing to do it.
Yes, because I wanted to stay sober more than I wanted to get drunk. But what, when you're talking about what's cheap and what's expensive or whatever, what we really spend, the only thing we actually really have in life to spend is time. Because the money comes and goes. But you have a finite amount of time.
I want you to remember this statement.
Why?
Don't worry about money. It just comes and goes.
No, I didn't say don't worry about it. I said the money, it comes and goes.
Right.
The only thing that we have.
What is that in aid of?
The only thing that we actually own that we have is time. And we have a finite amount of it. We're never going to get any more than we have right now.
Because the money doesn't really matter because it comes and goes.
You might get more. You might get less. But you are never going to get any more time.
No.
You only have X number of time to spend. So,
and I've been working on that because George Burns smoked cigars up till the day he died, and he died over 100.
So anyway, so what I really spent the most on was time. I lost too much time.
Tons of time. So, well, and anyone, you know, I don't even think the substance matters. I mean,
thank you for trying to wreck my analogy.
I remember when I used to buy weed. And I'd be like, you know, weed's not harmful and weed's not this and nobody overdoses from weed and all the stuff that the arguments that you still hear. But talk about a time burner. Holy crap. I used to get really stoned. And, you know, I know that there's weed that's like super duper duper these days. But look, back in the day, we had weed that we called one hitter quitter where you'd take one really big hit and you'd be in Gumby land. And I don't know how it could be
stronger.
Any,
does it mean to be?
I mean, well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. You know, when you're taking a hit of opiated tie, I don't know that a dab's that much stronger than it. But regardless, we would get stoned, and we would spend 4 hours watching. No, you got to remember this is a while ago. Watching Knight Rider and The Love Boat. You know,
that's so sad, pathetic.
Climb aboard. Okay, we'll get stoned with you.
Is this the part where we have the sing along? I mean, because every single show you start singing something.
The Love Boat.
Okay, we don't need
that. We will be packing another bowl.
We don't need any more.
Yeah, but see, that's the way we would be. It's like, and you know what? When you're really stoned and something like that comes on, we're like, oh, dude, look, it's go. I did Gopher, man. He's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a waste of time.
It's like, oh, dude, Hasselhoff, he's
getting never
a
get
kid,
that time
man.
Back again.
Or actually, back then, it could have even been, it might have been the A team. Look, dude, they fired 780,000 rounds. They didn't hit anything. Not a single guy got killed. What kind of crack commando squad is this, man? They didn't shoot anybody. But it was a time burner. I mean, holy crap. We used to, and we knew it. We used to be like, oh, I'm getting really stoned. We're like, well, rest of today is burnt, you know.
Yeah.
And then cocaine. Are you effing kidding me? Talk about a time burner. You do it, and then you spend hours looking out the windows because you think someone's out there. And it's like you get nothing done. Or you're waiting to get drugs, and you give your buddy the money, and he takes off. And we used to call it hurry up and wait because now this guy's going to get it. He's got your money. He might even have your car if he borrowed your car. So he's got
you
your car.
You may never see him again.
And your money. I loaned a guy my mom's car to go buy drugs. And I'm thinking if he doesn't. And he was gone for like 4 or 5 hours.
Of course.
And when he came back, he didn't even have the dope. But also he didn't have the money, which led me to believe he actually had the dope. But he was going to give me something for, you know, and it never happened.
Of course
not. You know, the hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. And you're right. It's a time burner. Drugs and alcohol are extremely expensive in time.
Yep.
Time away from your family, time away from your kids, from your pets, from your job, from anything that makes life worth living.
So in reality, recovery is cheaper than...
Everything?
Yeah. But then again, it's not, because you got to put the work into it.
Well, and see, that's the thing. No, the recovery is free, but it's not cheap. You know, you have to do things to keep it. There's, you know, you can't just, I shouldn't say this because I kind of did at the beginning. And I got a lot of this from osmosis, from just, you know, that whole go to meetings, bring the body, the mind will come later, you know, all that kind of thing. I definitely just sat there and listened to what people said. And eventually I started regurgitating what I heard people say. And, but I was willing to do that. In earlier recoveries, I would go to recovery centers and I wasn't willing to do anything. I'd go to meetings late. I'd leave meetings early. I'd go because she was there. I wouldn't go because he was there. And I did nothing and I got nothing. And it wasn't until later where I was so beat down that I'm sitting in meetings and I'm listening enough to what people say that when there's people coming around that are newer than me, when I'm an old timer with like 20 days, you know, and this person's new, I'm like, easy does it. Don't worry. Keep coming back. Expect a miracle.
Kiss my ass.
Kiss my... God, it reminds me of Christmas Vacation. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss his ass. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
So, Shelley.
Yes?
What would your final words on it's free... but it's not cheap.
Well, I like the thing that was written over the door at the American Legion Hall in Tombstone. And it says, it is not the price you pay to join, it is the price you pay to be eligible.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I have nothing of that caliber. I have nothing of that caliber as final words, but I'll just say... that besides all the money and stuff, literally, I look back and I think, God, I could have stayed sober the first time. I'd have an extra 8.5 years now, and I would have saved myself tons of trouble, tons of time, tons of trouble, because it's way too expensive with time away from everything good in life. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
And take care of you.
My feelings down deep inside, that's right.